girl came on and sang a song. They weren't impressed. She mentioned that she could sing Fireworks, so they had her do it, you know, right in front of Katy Perry, and she crushed it.
Oh, wow.
And got through, which was really cool last night at American Idol.
That takes guts to do that in front of Katy Perry.
Doesn't it, though? 827, Dr. D in studio. You got a problem, or you took her advice, you want to give us an update, you can call the show or text us at 419-240-1055. Dr. D from Serenity Health and Wellness and Mommy in Perrysburg. Here we go, Dr. D. I don't think we've had this one either before. My husband is obsessed with winning. He will not play any game unless he's guaranteed to win. He and the rest of his family are very competitive, and we're all in a March Madness bracket together, and he is currently not in the lead, and he gets upset, and he says, F it. He doesn't want to do this anymore. I understand that mentality for kids, but he's 33, almost 34 years old. He needs to understand that other people can win. I don't think it's very healthy. He always takes the quote from Talladega Nights. If you ain't first, you're last. And at first it was funny, but now I'm really seriously thinking that that's what he thinks. Issues. I want him to participate in things with the family just because they're fun, not because he wants to win all the time. What suggestions do you have for me to give to him? Well, I don't think any suggestion you give him is going to make a dent. Now, if he were texting us saying, okay, why do I feel this way? Then maybe we can work with that. But what advice do you tell a woman whose husband is so competitive, he wants to win at all costs?
Well, let him win all the time, of course. No.
No.
I'm kidding.
Coming from somebody who's pretty competitive her own
right,
self.
Right. Man, I think you're right, Denny. I don't think there's going to be too much. That's something that's ingrained in people, and they just have this competitive streak, and it's really difficult, regardless of them, to get over that. But I think just having a serious talk, because usually it sounds like it's in fun and it's lighthearted, but when you're not playing a game, maybe seriously say, hey, you're making people uncomfortable, or you're taking away from our good time, and it really is affecting. I enjoy these kind of things, and I think really getting them to maybe start with something small, like when you do lose, congratulate the winner, you know, or next time, just enjoy it regardless. And I think you just have to be consistent and give them little goals to work on. But Denny's exactly right. If he thinks there's not a problem with it at all, and this is just him, and he has no interest in changing that, I hate to say it, but there's not too much that you are going to say. So all you can do is let him know how he's affecting everybody else, including you.
He'll grow out of it.
Yeah.
even though he's at 33. No, I'm serious. He will.
He will?
Oh, I do. 33? Okay. I do. Yeah. I really do. It's not one of those things that, no, you know, when you're, he'll grow out of it, trust me.
Yeah.
But yeah, have these conversations.
Have a conversation.
But there are a lot of guys that are really still competitive in their 30s, and then as you hit 40, and as your body starts to slow down, as you start to realize you're not immortal, and your body, you know, you can't run as fast or work out as hard or all that other stuff, it humbles you, and I don't know, take up golf, dude.
Right.
That'll humble you faster than any game ever, because you're not winning at golf every time.
You're right.
All right, here's another one. Dr. D, what do I do? I have a friend. She still thinks we're in our 20s, and she always wants to go to the bar. How do I tell her that I don't want to be a desperate cougar at the bar? Am I giving up on my friends and acting like an old lady now that I'm married?
Aw.
Oh. That's what it says. Good friends.
Well, no, I don't think you're giving. I think everybody grows up and out of certain things, and sometimes we grow up and we grow closer to those people in our lives, and sometimes we grow apart, unfortunately. So I think that just completely cutting off what you and your friend have always done isn't necessarily the answer, but also maintaining it if you've grown out of it isn't the answer either. So I think I would just be a little bit more gradual and say, you know, I don't want to go as often, go once in a while, maybe hit a happy hour instead of a late night bar. But again, it's just a healthy conversation. But you do want to make sure that just because you've gotten married, if you do have a very close single friend and you guys always went out as single gals, that you don't leave her hanging either. you know, just because you're now in a relationship. So find out some things that you both like to do, whether it's going to see live music and getting a cocktail. But I think hanging out, you know, late night at a bar where there's a lot of college kids doesn't, it sounds like it doesn't, you don't like the way that makes you feel. Just communicate that and do something different.
Yeah, I have some single friends, but for the most part, even, you know, I don't want to go out with friends if they're going to be, how do I say this politically correct, trolling for chicks. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be around that, so I'm not going to go. But I'll go with you and watch the NCAAs or the Masters or something else, and like you said. But if this girl, the friend of yours, is going out and she's putting you in a situation that makes you uncomfortable, yeah, you got to stand up and say, let's start going to lunch.
Yeah. The intention is different. What is your intention?
All right, here's another one. I got to get this one in. Denny, can you ask Dr. D about a conversation my wife and I are having about having kids? We're supposed to be using birth control, but after a night out with a girl, she came home, had sex with me, and I asked her about the birth control. She said it was fine, and she took some. Come to find out, she did not. We can't have kids right now, and I think that she may have lied to me. How do I deal with her when I bring this up?
That's a big deal.
Ooh. Well, that's a tough one. She's probably feeling a little loopy because she was out with the girls. She wanted to... Boy, dude, I'm for one, I wouldn't be complaining. Sorry. But, you know, if you're in a situation financially where it wouldn't be good timing to have a child right now, I could totally get that.
Yeah, I mean...
So I don't know.
And I don't mean to sound like a prude or anything, but if you're that concerned about it, I mean, really, you should wear condoms anyway.
Boom!
I mean, if any type of birth control doesn't protect against STDs, and I think that a lot of people... I know it's a totally different subject, but a lot of people think just because someone's on the pill or has an IUD or something that they don't need to use condoms. And especially if you are very adamant that there is a concern if you would have children, then you need to take some responsibility, you know, as well. So
exactly.
Yeah.
You know, they have they've been testing a male oral birth control pill, and it might be coming a reality very soon.
Oh.
Are people watching on Facebook Live right now, brought to you by Castillo Funeral Home?
I think it's frozen. I think it might be.
Paul, get in here! We have Dr. D's dog, Chocolate Doberman. It's a she, right?
Uh-huh.
She is absolutely adorable.
She's so
is Facebook good. Live working over there? Yep. Is it? Okay. She said it looked like it's frozen.
Well, it's frozen. I get to see.
Wait a minute. Maybe.
No.
Well,
okay.
Oh, it's not.
It got unplugged.
That might be lady's fault.
Anyway, I'm going to go through this male oral birth control story here coming up for some of you guys. But you're right. He could take the responsibility. Why is he leaving it on her?
And I think he needs to talk to her. Say, hey, you know.
Get back on, Paul. No.
When you're drinking, it's a concern. So I think, you know, you just both have to take responsibility. And I'm not trying to take the blame off of her at all. But, you know, if she does make a mistake or she's not in a frame of mind that is rationally thinking,
it's his responsibility.
Then you need to be the rational one.
Yeah, you need to make the right decision, mm-hmm. say no.
Right.
You know, and take the extra precaution.
Yep.
All right, Dr. D, Serenity Health and Wellness. She's here on Tuesday, SerenityWellness1.com. Anything going on over there? I got to suppose you guys are gearing up for Mother's Day.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. Yep, but for the end of the month, until the end of March, we still have our St. Patty's Day celebration. Lucky day, lucky you. 20% off of any service you have not tried yet at either location.
Nice.
There you go. All right, we'll see you next Tuesday.
All right, well, I'll be here.
8:35, more to come. Denny and the girls on Q105.